Welcome to Webcamps TV. I'm your host, Brady Gaster, and today we're going to be talking to Vishal Joshi, who works with the WebMatrix team. Vishal, would you like to introduce yourself and the product?
Sure, yeah. My name is Vishal Joshi. I'm the lead PM for WebMatrix and a few other products at Microsoft. At heart, I'm a web developer, and I love this product, so I would be totally happy to tell you what it is all about. So WebMatrix essentially is a very, very lightweight web development tool. Mm-hmm. And it's a workflow tool, by which I mean is that it takes you through the life cycle of a website, right? Light from creating a new one till the time you want to host it. And as you can see on the screen, there are three ways to get started. Mm. Right? You can basically get started from opening a site from a folder, as you can see over here. Or you can go to your sites, or we can even actually open a remote site directly, which we will talk about later. Other than that, we have got sites from templates, and we have got a bunch of templates, which are really, really awesome. And these are all different templates, which you will see over a period of time. And then there is App Gallery, which essentially is opening from all the OSS galleries. So those are three different ways by which you can create a site. Now, I'll actually just go to a site and just show you that. Mm-hmm. Say I created a site from a template, which is a starter template that we have. You can see that WebMatrix has got four different workspaces, which is site, files, reports, databases, and reports. Hmm. So those four, what it really means is that the site dashboard allows you to just look at your site, learn things about it, get started. The files workspace is basically your classic editor. This time it's way more powerful than what it was before. Database allows you to edit databases. Right, and then reports allows you to SEO optimize your website and performance optimize your website. So that's what it does, and then finally it has got publishing, which takes you to the remote location. So in a nutshell, that's what WebMatrix does.
Awesome. Well, one of the things that I'm sure everybody's going to want to use this for is actually editing their pages. And I know that there are a lot of new features in the beta release and in the coming releases. Would you like to walk through some of those features right now and kind of show us some of the new stuff? I know one feature that a lot of people have asked for over the years that the product's been out is IntelliSense and code completion. And I hear that we've got that now, and I'd love to see a demonstration of it.
Yes. So we do have, we did focus on a lot of modern web development this time around, and so we've got all of the host of languages covered well. So whether it is HTML, HTML5, CSS3, jQuery, PHP, ASP.NET, all of those have got full code completion. And so for example, over here, HTML5 new element section, you can basically have IntelliSense on HTML5. If I go down to CSS and I want to basically have, say, border radius, which is the quintessential thing for CSS3 stuff. So we've got IntelliSense for all of those things. IntelliSense for jQuery is in there. Also, standard ASP.NET stuff is also all built in. So you can basically, if I basically type in right now, you can see that these are all C-sharp IntelliSense. And later on, if you see PHP, we've got PHP IntelliSense.
Wonderful. Too.
So yes, IntelliSense is all in.
Wonderful. You were on the CSS tab a second ago, and we were talking earlier about one of our mutual pet peeves, and that's picking colors. That tends to be sort of frustrating. You have to download browser plugins. How are you solving this problem in WebMatrix?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think we spend a lot of time in trying to get this particular thing right. And, you know, there are typical color pickers where you basically see dot, 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 and you click on it, and then it pops up, and then you basically move around. Mm-hmm. And that's not that natural. Mm-hmm. So if you look at background color, what we did was that if you click colon, now you can see that these are all the colors which my site actually uses. So that's the most recently used list. And if you keep going ahead, there are web-friendly colors also. If I hit down arrow, then it basically comes and shows me all the picker's items, and then I can actually go ahead and hit pick, and then just go ahead and pick a color which I want. Now, what is also nice is that if you see this is a hex notation, if I want to increase the opacity, we naturally go into RGBA, right? So this is an example of how we want to focus on seamless UI experiences, so that you know, you can just naturally work inside it and not have to go out.
Wonderful. Given that this is a product that you could go out and download now, it's obvious that we are catering to some of the new developers and open source projects. Would you like to focus on how we're focusing on the community right now and the things that we're planning on providing the community so that they can get up and going quickly?
Sure, yeah. So one of the big themes of WebMatrix 2 has been OSS. Mm. And by that, what I mean is that we've focused on at least five different areas where we are trying to bring not just OSS, but different portions of the community in. One thing which you might already know about is that WebMatrix is all about open source applications. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what we did this time is that we've been spending time with OSS community folks. They come down over here, we spend a day with them, and we ask them, what do you want? And they basically said that when people get started with an application, let's say WordPress or Umbraco or whatever, they do not know what to do next as soon as they get started, mm-hmm. right? So they wanted something by which immediately at the beginning they can provide help to their customers. So here I have Umbraco, and notice over here that you see all these orange dots. Now, these are customized by Umbraco team. What they tried to do was to customize the start screen in such a way that you can come in over here and you really know what to do, right? And not only that, what they also did was that they went ahead and used the extensibility of WebMatrix, for which we have got extension gallery right over here, as you can notice, right? And when you click on it, then it's going to go ahead and pull in all different extensions which are available, one of which is this Umbraco extension, right? Which, by the way, shows only if you're in Umbraco, and so does WordPress extensions show when you're in WordPress and so on. But now I can go down over here and you can see I've got this insert macro extension, right? Which allows me to insert macros inside Umbraco. These are Umbraco-specific macros, right? And then there are insert snippet, and then there is backup files to Azure. So we have allowed people to go ahead and create extensions, which now can extend the behavior of WebMatrix. And not only that, we are also creating an extension gallery by which you can go ahead and upload all your extensions. So it should be super simple. So that's another way of allowing the community to come in and be part of WebMatrix. The next way which we can also show you guys is, like, going back to my original template over here, we now also have got NuGet.
For the people out there that don't know anything about NuGet, that haven't used NuGet yet, or for the developers in the other communities such as PHP who are now going to be able to use WebMatrix and who haven't been exposed to it, can you kind of give us an introduction as to what NuGet is and what problem it solves?
Yeah, so what we realized when we were creating NuGet is that people create code which is actually reusable across several different times, and people do not have an easy way to find that code. And so NuGet is a new technology which allows you to package reusable pieces of code and upload it to the NuGet gallery so that you, when you are about to use something which is already been created earlier, you can just go to NuGet gallery, get it, and start using it. Examples of NuGets are things like Modernizer, jQuery, all these things you can just basically pull in. You basically don't have to go finding it around. So that's what NuGet gallery is. There are several different custom things also that people do. It's not just about, like, you know, existing existing libraries like Modernizer or jQuery. It could be like you go ahead and implement CAPTCHA, and CAPTCHA can become a NuGet, right? So that's what NuGet is. And we released this at the same time as WebMatrix in January. Since then, we've got close to 2,500 close to packages inside NuGet gallery, and close to 200 packages being uploaded every day.
Wonderful.
So that's pretty awesome. So that is now integrated right inside WebMatrix. Let's click over here, and you can see that there are all these NuGet packages which you show up. There are very limited which show right now because these are showing only the packages which are marked as WebMatrix. But since the time we have released and since the time we have been working, there are so many more packages that are coming in that we have realized that we cannot possibly curate this all the time. And so we concluded that we are going to go figure out a way by which many more packages can show up as they come inside while they also work inside WebMatrix.
Fantastic.
So that's what NuGet is.
Nice. So we've got a lot of community support in WebMatrix, such as the support for NuGet and the ability for people who write extensions to actually extend the WebMatrix IDE itself. Are there any other features that you'd like to talk about? It's a really friendly UX. I'm very impressed by it, and it seems like it's really easy to use. And as you pointed out, it's kind of a turnkey solution. I can build my HTML. I can work on my database. I can work on my CSS. Obviously, it's an efficient coding environment with all the tools that you've given us. If I start using it and I have suggestions or I have feedback, is there a way that I can actually submit feedback or that our audience could submit feedback?
Totally. So if you, in every site that you create, at the very top, you have this option of have feature ideas or suggestions. You click on it and it will basically take you to our user voice and where you can provide feedback. I actually have the user voice. I was looking at it in the morning. Let me see. Here it is. So here you can basically see we keep user voice at the top of our mind, and these are the top ideas that people have suggested. Mm-hmm. Highlight same words, or start end comments, or code collapsing. A lot of editor features, and you can also see that we've started working on them. So we take this very, very seriously. As feedback comes in, we basically keep working on them.
Excellent. So let's say I download WebMetrics, and I build a database, and I build a site. I use a template, or I just create it from scratch. And I work through my entire site. I get everything finished. I'm happy with it. And now I want to deploy it. Does WebMetrics make that easy for me, or do I have to FTP? What do I get to do?
Well, you can FTP. You can FTP, but at the same time, you don't have to leave the tool to FTP. That's the nice part. So what you can actually do is that now we have this tab called Remote. And the remote tab actually allows you to do a bunch of things with your site on a remote environment. Like, I can actually go to the settings, and what I did was that I actually imported a published setting, which I can get when I sign up for an account. Mm-hmm. You get a published setting file. You can import it, and you can see here is my setting file. I can validate the connection. Now, in this situation, this is web deploy, but if you want to FTP, you can FTP. Mm-hmm. And then I basically can come down over here, and I can just hit publish. As soon as I hit publish, it was basically going to say, hey, I'm going to upload a few files to make sure that your environment remotely is configured to work with the site that you're building locally, which is actually pretty novel, mm-hmm. that it basically mm-hmm. makes sure that things are working. Mm-hmm. So right now, it's going to go ahead and upload a bunch of files to Citanium, and then try to figure out whether my site will be compatible or not. So yes, you certainly can publish. Let me actually go ahead and show you some more things while this we will get to later. But beyond that, what you can also do is that you can open a remote view, which means that you have a local environment and then you want to switch to remote. Then you can click on open remote view, and it would actually open a remote view for you. So it's basically going to go and open all these remote files.
So I can actually edit the files right on the server. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, so you basically have local and remote. It's like, you know, two sides of the coin. You just play around, make sure things are working well. Recently, I faced that problem that while I was publishing, there were things which were being left out. And then when I went on to my remote site as well, they're never coming up over here. So you can do that. And in the beginning, if you notice, I mentioned also the remote site. So you can actually just simply open a remote site.
Fantastic.
So you don't even have to publish. You have to have nothing locally. As you know, WebMetrics installs in under 2 minutes, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm. You know, you are in Hawaii, you want to fix a bug. Well, hopefully you don't have to fix a bug in Hawaii, but if you do, then you just basically go to your hotel computer, you can get this done in like 2 minutes, open remote site, fix it, save it, done.
Wonderful. How would I actually find a host? Is there anything special? Are there any partners out there that
yes,
help us host?
Yes, actually
stuff?
There are. There. So let me go and show you. There's WebMetrics 2 beta site, which is actually the short is webmetrics.com/next. So that URL takes you to this page. Mm-hmm. And here you basically see that we have got a bunch of partners. So all these people are actually providing beta hosting for free. So you can actually go and get hosting and try it out.
Mm. Fantastic. So if you want to try WebMetrics, all you have to do is go to webmetrics.com/next, download it. Downloads in under 2 minutes. You can go ahead and get started. If you want to edit your files live, you can do that. Do you have anything else for us at this point? I mean, I don't have any other questions. I've really enjoyed our talk. But download WebMetrics, try it out. Thanks for checking in with BoatCamps TV. We'll have a couple episodes that you can see coming up soon. Stay tuned.